This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we must please God when we honor others, even in the most challenging circumstances. So recently, I was reading in the Old Testament where Abraham and his nephew Lot had settled into the same area. And during this time, they were both wealthy men, so they had a great number of sheep and cattle to manage. Eventually, they outgrew their space, and the herdsmen for both men began to argue about their space limitations. Well, one day, Abraham said to Lot, "You know, this arguing between our men has got to stop. After all, we are close relatives." But Abraham would take it one step further. He would follow his talk up by honoring Lot. He asked Lot to choose whatever portion of the land he desired and that he would move his herds and household aside to allow Lot to live in that area. Lot, on the other hand, responded in a somewhat selfish way. After further surveying the land, he chose the most fertile land near the Jordan Valley and left the less fertile land for Abraham. Both men's choices teach us something. Abraham chose to please God by honoring his fellow man. Lot chose to honor himself. It's when one's values aren't rooted in God that our ego can get in the way of us honoring another. We simply act from a place of fear and pride rather than love and compassion. And these are the few words that I will use when I am inclined to act from my ego, which are simply, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." John 15:12. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, choose to love and honor the one who may bring you the most grief.